Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Fifth Thing Day, Q&A Day, and Chase is here with me. You know who some of my latest follows on Instagram are all the cheer people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm following Jerry, which is, do you know his real name is Jeremiah? I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Because in the show, he's Jerry, but on Instagram, he's Jeremiah Harris, and oh my gosh, look how cute he is in this last picture he posted. If y'all are not watching cheer, then get on it. Also, this last weekend, the Taylor Swift documentary came out, Miss Americana. Definitely watch that. I've been a big Taylor Swift fan for a really, really, really long time. I would say my obsession is almost fizzled. It used to be really big.
It used to be a lot.
Like, it was bad.
Intense.
Like, I took art classes to learn how to paint so that when I met her back in early Bobby Bone Show career days, there was a meet and greet with her before a concert she had in Austin. And, you know, the radio rep was like, yeah, I'm going to get y'all in. You can go and you can give her this painting that you made her. And so I waited in line and I'm carrying this huge painting and it's of Taylor's face. Kind of, she had her big blonde, long curly hair. And I gave it to her and it was awkward because she was like, wow. I think she said, the video was on YouTube. I couldn't video it because you weren't allowed to have cameras in there. But what I did was I hit record and I had my phone in my flip cam or something in my bag. And so it was recording, but there was no visual, but you could hear the audio. And Taylor was like, I'm pretty sure it went like this. Oh my gosh, you are so talented. That's what she said. And then that video was on YouTube. And then our YouTube page got, like, a bunch of stuff got deleted and taken down from the early days. And I'm so bummed I didn't pull that one. But
it's awesome.
Needless to say, this documentary maybe reignited my love for Taylor. And, you know, Bobby recently asked us if we were on an island, what, like, two albums we would take with us. And my first one was a George Strait album. And my next one was Taylor Swift. And her OG one.
I was going to say, which?
The very first one. Self-titled.
Like the Tim McGraw. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Tim McGraw, yeah. Taylor, 2006. OG. Because, you know, Teardrops on My Guitar. Yeah, there's some good stuff. Our Song.
I forgot about all those.
Oh, yeah, they're good. So, anyway, I was just very proud of her. And she was, you know, this is where she started speaking out about how she ever had an eating disorder. And it's just a reminder, too, of you never know what people are going through. Because I would have never thought Taylor's on top of the world. She has everything going for her. Very talented, like so busy. I just kind of thought when she got skinny, it's like, well, she probably has a trainer. She probably eats right. She's, you know, busy. Mm-hmm. She's on tour. She's dancing. But no, I mean, it was a real thing. She took comments that people said to her, and then she was then starving herself because she didn't feel like her body was good enough. And I just said, wow. You know, even when you have all that, things still get to you. It just validated the series that Lisa from The Well Necessities and I are working on. And when I say The Well Necessities, that's her Instagram handle. And then we had, you know, I met her in New York a couple weeks ago and we had a meeting about it. Then we had a FaceTime chat the other day for a couple of hours to plan out more of the series. And it's going to live in the Four Things podcast. We're going to release it over a series of four Saturdays. There will be a trailer, so technically five. Like, the trailer will set it up and have a little disclaimer, and then we're really building the foundation of what's going to be in each episode, and we're going to have on therapists and doctors and experts, but then real stories from real people, not Taylor Swift's, although she's a real person and she went through that, but not, like, somebody that doesn't seem real to some of us, but just, your everyday people. And then Lisa and I will be sharing our stories. So I'm really looking forward to it. We still don't know for sure what we're calling it, but it'll be a very special series that'll live within this podcast. And I hope that if you have any thoughts on this, advice, you can email me fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. It's going to be about disordered eating, kind of the gray area, not if you legit are clinically anorexic or clinically bulimic, that you need help. Like, you need help. And Lisa and I are not saying we're equipped for that. But there is that gray area of people that struggle with food and, you know, maybe dabble with starving themselves or dabble with throwing up or but there is a...
Or don't even realize they're doing it.
Or their brain is consumed with thoughts of food. That's not healthy either. Or they overexercise. That in itself is a way of purging your food without throwing up. I read this book, Brain Over Binge, and she was technically bulimic, but she never threw up. But she would go to the gym for hours and hours and hours to burn off anything that she ate.
Wow.
So it was like a non-purging bulimic. Anyway, we'll have like definitions of each thing. Anyway, yeah, Taylor Swift documentary is great. I'm like, how do we get on this? And then also on Netflix, Cheer is great. And I'm now following all of Cheer on Instagram. And
I'm only following two.
Like, Jerry is the most positive person, and he is just, and you know, he's been through a lot in his life, and he just does not let anything get him down. It's not going to happen. He's just like, okay, all right. Yep. I mean, look how happy he looks right here.
And just a reminder that we can all better Matt talk one another, you know, lift each other up, encourage folks.
Well, people that are listening right now, if they're not watching Cheer, they don't know what Matt talk means. It's for, for people that make the mat. And then when you're on the sidelines, you cheer on. We should all be cheering each other on.
And Jerry is the king.
He's like the ultimate.
Oh, it's so good.
So there's some wrecks. Okay, let's get into the questions, because I'm bound and determined to make today's episode like actually 15 minutes. I know I say that every time, but.
Well, then I'm going to cut you off and let's do it.
Okay.
All right. This first one's from Emily. Hey, Amy, I'm a regular listener to your podcast and the Bobby Bones Show. I was wondering if you have any helpful tips for dry skin in the winter. I get really bad dry hands and dry patches on my face and around my eyes. Just didn't know if you had any suggestions.
Ooh, I mean, everybody's skin is so different. I feel like I'm not the biggest expert when it comes to skin care. I've had different people on, but I will say that I'm going to just say one thing I know you need probably is more water consumption. Drink water, drink water, drink water. If you think you're drinking enough, especially in the winter, you probably need to drink more. I have realized how I've been drinking my adequate amount now, finally, and I'm really trying to stick to it because, you know, water was my word for 2020, my word of the year for many reasons, but one, because I needed to drink more, and I've seen a difference in the texture of my skin and like how it feels and how I feel. And then maybe a gentler cleanser. I have no idea what you're using to wash your face, but if it is dry, don't continue to dry it out with a harsh cleanser. Maybe you need to specifically target a cleanser that says gentle cleanser, and that might help a little bit. And then I would just use warm, cool to warm water, not hot water. That's a tip that any of my facial friends have given me, is that we often wash our face with too hot of water, and that can dry it out. I like to apply my moisturizer sometimes to fairly, like, to damp skin, because something about your skin will soak it up better if it's got the water in there too. Don't ask me the science behind that. And then maybe what are you sleeping on? If you're, I don't know how you sleep. Sometimes you may sleep on your face and that may be causing you to break out. Like, but sleep on fabrics that are kind to your skin. Like, I sleep on a silk pillowcase because it's good for my hair and my skin, but make sure it's silk or cotton. The silk pillowcases also help with keeping your hair ready to go, like not messing it up too much. Because some people wonder, how do you go to bed with your hair ready and then you wake up and it's basically ready? And I really feel like my silk pillowcase helps me out with that. And then there are people that say it helps like prevent wrinkles.
Wishful thinking.
Don't ask me the science behind that, but it has something to do with how your face, if you sleep on your face and your pillow, like the silk is better. But again, me not being an expert, and I hope y'all know when y'all come to me with questions like this, that, you know, I can't say like, well, here's the legit thing. Plus everybody's skin is so different. I don't know, but those are some tips that I would give you. And then something else I just want to throw in about facial care and what I've been doing. And water is my word for 2020, but it also should be neck care because I never used to bring everything down my neck, like down to my neck and my chest area. But now I am. New me, because my neck is aging and I don't like it. And I take so much care of my face and I think about that and I'm like, why am I not putting these same products down my neck? And Carrie, you know, the Nashville beauty girl, she always tells me, bring it down your neck. And I feel like for a couple years, I'm like, yeah. And now I'm like, yeah, do it. And I just want to encourage y'all, take your skincare through your neck and down to your chest. Carrie likes to say, I don't say this, okay? This is not what I say. I shouldn't even say it. When I'm leaving, she's like, Amy, I've been telling you from your forehead to your tits. But okay. So from your forehead all the way down your chest, which I really have just been making my way to my neck. So I still have some work to do, but that's my pro tip. And then moisturize your entire body, people. Like, just do it. I don't know how old y'all are, those of you listening to me right now, but I am almost 39 and I wish I have been moisturizing my entire body forever and I haven't been. So, but
you're
I am
doing
now.
It now.
I am now, 2020.
All right. This next one's from Courtney. My best friend lost her dad to his fight with cancer last night. We've already been on rocky terms in regards to our friendship, so I'm at a loss at how to support her. Any advice? How do you suggest I show support to her when she's hardly speaking to me and all of our friends and coworkers are looking to me for answers?
Oh, wow. I mean, I would say just do it. Just reach out. I have no idea what put y'all on rocky terms. Again, that's between y'all and it may be super sensitive, but I would not hold back. I mean, you can't do that for fear that whatever y'all had going on before, this could be something where you could step in and maybe that could repair that. This is so much bigger than that. When you lose a parent, a lot of stuff kind of goes to the side and you're only in charge of your actions. You cannot control how they're going to respond, but they're going to have people. I mean, when my mom passed away, I had people that I barely knew, like reaching out, expressing sympathy, sending emails. Again, literally people where I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. They sent me a note, but very thoughtful and it meant a lot to me. So if she's going to have people like that reaching out, you better believe that you should be reaching out. If you were once close to her, forget the rockiness. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I would just say, just do it. And then judge their reaction. See how far you should lean into that. If you kind of feel like it was received, but that's about where it should end, then you did your part. If you feel like that opened the door, then maybe lean in and see how you can be there and express your love and your sympathy in other ways. Like, do they need, you know, I don't know if they have kids. Do they need childcare? Do they need a meal delivered? Do they need to be taken to the spa to get a massage? Do they need something else like that where you can go in and be that friend that, you know, maybe you once were? Be ready to listen in case that's what they need. There's just so much going on, but I think that, man, right?
I think that's great advice.
Had a rocky, rough patch, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Go for it. And then again, it's up to your friend on how they respond, but I don't think you'll be happy with yourself knowing that. And if other coworkers and stuff are coming to you for advice, you could just say, oh man, I think what would be good is making a meal or sending a card, or maybe y'all all get together and send flowers or buy her a massage as a group and send that. That was super clutch to me and my sister, because you are super stressed out. You don't do it right away, but then, you know, there's the planning, the funeral. And then after that, there's the finances and all the paperwork and everything you have to go through. And it's a long drawn out thing, depending on who's in charge. And for me and my sister, it was us. So we were gifted several massages from people and we would go together. And that was something for us to do.
That's awesome.
And it was very relaxing. So yeah, that's my advice on that one.
Good advice. All right. Next one's from Tiffany. Hey, Amy, thinking about trying the Tinkle razors and starting to shave. My question is, do you use any shaving cream or cleanser or something while you do it?
Okay, Tinkle razors are amazing. They're on my Amazon page, radioamy.com, to find it. And no, I don't use shaving cream, but I do use my facial cleanser. So I'll get cool to warm, not hot water, and I'll put my cleanser in there and I'll lather it up around my face. And then I just kind of take the Tinkle razor and I just... There's videos on YouTube. I think a long time ago, Kelly and I from Velvet's Edge made a YouTube video about it. or put it on the Bobby Bone Show page or something. I bet if you just Googled Amy Bobby Bone Show face shaving,
it's probably out there.
Probably out there online. I think so. But either way, it's not hard to figure out. Other girls have tutorials online. Trust me, I'm not scared to send you to other people that have it up there. But I've shaved with different types of razors, and Tinkle's the best. But that's only for girls. It's not going to shave a man beard. And girls, don't be scared to shave. You're not going to grow a man beard just because you shave your little peach fuzz. Okay? Okay.
Awesome. Last one's from Hannah. Hey, Amy, I'm loving all of the talk around disordered eating and how to focus on our overall health. With that being said, I used to juice cleanse once a month and was obsessive about my food choices. Now I'm struggling with changing my limited mindset with food and being more relaxed. I know this is something you've talked about. Do you have any advice on how to still be getting in the benefits of juicing without being so restrictive?
I mean, you can still have juice and not be restrictive. And I understand that. And I don't think juicing is bad. I don't think juice cleanses are bad. But if you have a disordered eating past or an eating disorder past, that's when juicing can get tricky because it can seem restrictive. And then it sends you into a binge restrictive cycle, which is never good. But that's something that each individual has to be self-aware of. And I think you can still... Like juicing does have powerful benefits of getting nutrients right to your body, but also it depends on how is it being juiced. Like there's a lot of research that can go into that. What kind of juice are you having? Cold pressed, obviously cold pressed organic is going to be the best thing for you, but not every juice place offers that. There is certain juicers where if you juice it, you want to get the maximum nutrients. You need to drink it, you know, as quickly as possible. Because you're asking about getting the nutrients. That's why I'm sharing that. There's plenty of great juices out there, but you could complement juicing to your meals. Like you could still have a green juice and then still have a meal and have meals all day long. And that'll give you some of that nutrients that you want to get. You can do smoothies. That's an easy way to get some nutrients, but pack in a lot. You can like not overcook some of your foods. I mean, I feel like sometimes if you're concerned about nutrients, I know I have a tendency to do this, like not pay attention. I'll be cooking vegetables and I'll just overcook them big time. The more you cook them, some of the nutrients goes out, but you're still eating vegetables. I mean, it's better to have it overcooked a little than to not have any vegetables at all. Still try to incorporate lots of fresh fruits and stuff into your diet and plant-based things for nutrients. I mean, I guess my simple way of saying this is you don't have to eliminate juice from your life if that's how you like to get some nutrients. But you can, how about you just add food in and don't be scared of that. But I know that it's hard, especially if you're coming from a place where you were restrictive, but that's also too why I'm super excited about this series with Lisa, because we'll hopefully give some tools that people can use to keep in their back pocket to kind of fight the crazy thoughts that we have maybe I should just have juice all day long and I can't have any food. There are plenty of people, if they have a healthy relationship, that they can do a proper cleanse. But what I have learned is that there's some people they can't. That will send them into disordered eating. And it's not worth it. But that doesn't mean that juice is bad. You can still have a juice, right? Does that make sense? What
no,
I'm saying?
Like, makes a lot of sense.
I don't want to slam. I like juices. Yeah. It's like I like juicing. But I also have to know when I'm in a place where I can maybe just have juice for a meal to give my digestion a break. But I have to be in a good place mentally to do that. Otherwise, it may send me into eating too much my next meal, and I don't want to do that. So I have to know my body, know my brain, know where I'm at. But I think it's good to be concerned about nutrients and caring about what you're putting into your body. But I think we complicate things sometimes. We overcomplicate it.
So true.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Do you juice and smoothies sometimes?
Yeah. I don't do it as meal replacement, but I do it just for, like you said, like it's a way for me to get those nutrients because I'm sometimes really bad at getting my greens and some of that stuff that that's in there that's a benefit. And so yeah. I just add it with a meal or like afternoon in between meals.
A little pick me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Well, hope that helped. And I'll just, before we leave, say that we have our love line up for the Four Things Love shirts for My Life Speaks, but we have officially added a Pimp and Joy to that. So if you can go to radioamy.com, we've got like a Valentine's line up. All Pimp and Joy is going to go to My Life Speaks, the organization in Haiti that works with special needs and typically developing orphans and children in Nepali, Haiti. But they're just so awesome that we were like, how can we get more their way? So we're like, let's throw Pimp and Joy in too. So the Bobby Bone Show's on board. We're doing that. We've got a new pink like hoodie. We've got pink beanies, like a tank top with pink, a hot pink sweatshirt. So if you're looking for something for Valentine's Day, you've got the love options for Four Things, or you've got Pimp and Joy, and we hope you'll check everything out. And yeah, that's at radioamy.com. Easy way to get there. All right. All right. We did it in 20 minutes.
That's good. Okay. That's good for you.
Bye. Actually, in 2 seconds, it'll be 21 minutes. Okay. 21 minutes. We did it. Bye.